Well, it is a very serious problem. And as you know, that the refugees in Kenya have been in the camp for some of them almost 20 years since the crisis started in Somalia. But of late, because of the famine in Somalia, many more are coming. And indeed, it is a major concern because of the number estimated to be about 400,000 plus. Over 60 have already applied for asylum. And now you can agree with me that that is a huge number for any country to cope with. I live alone now, there are tremendous challenges, not only food, but also security and other elements. So indeed, it is a challenge that the international community should share and also try to assist Kenya in solving the problem.
Well, the African Union assists Kenya in trying to help with these refugees by finding other homes in the region for them.
Now, as you know, that we are planning a meeting on the 25th of this month, and that meeting will be addressing three main issues. First is the humanitarian crisis, to see the shortfall in terms of the needed needs on famine for the people that are in camps, people in Somalia, people in other countries that need food estimated at 12 million. The second one is to address short to medium-term issues, to look at how we can address challenges of famine recurring, because we know drought is going to be a recurrent issue because of climate change and other factors. And the third one would be looking at peace and security issues, where the refugee matters would also be featuring very high.
Some have asked for improved security. Experts have warned that the withdrawal of Al-Shabaab will create a power vacuum where warlords could fill in. Will that be looked at critically?
Well, the issue of peace and security is broad indeed. We did have an opportunity, as you would be aware. The TFG and the AMISOM have met real progress in the last few days, and we would like to see this sustained and if not expanded. But in doing so, one has to address all the other challenges of how to strengthen the TFG, how to also address the needs of AMISOM to be able to maintain and sustain those areas that have been captured, but also to assist the TFG to bring about rule of law in those areas, to supply the basic needs to the people that are now in need, and also to be able to implement the larger program of TFG. There is a program of TFG which addresses the issues that we have raised.
The Kenyan administration has also asked the African Union to help relocate some camps in Mogadishu or in Somalia. Do you agree with their call?
It's really not a matter of agreeing, because many of the refugees find it very difficult to take a long walk. They're cutting on food, some of them taking 30, 40, 100, 150 kilometers to come to the camp. Obviously, if there is a camp nearby, because all they are in search of is just food, water, shelter, and if this can be brought to where they are, it's much better for them, especially when it comes to resettlement. It is much better for them when it comes to peace and security. And obviously, they are also in an environment they are familiar with. And this is also the desire of the TFG itself. We have met with TFG, and TFG itself has indicated that they would really like to see these people assisted as close to their environment as much as possible.
Do you think that the Africa Union Summit, scheduled for 25th, would come out with policies that could be implemented that will resolve in the near future all these farming problems, or for that matter, drought problems that often escalate to farming?
Well, as you know, I don't know what you would call being proactive, because there is a very strong program that is already ongoing, which is known as the Comprehensive Africa Regional Development Program. This program, which has got four pillars, does address the issue of food production, and it requires, among other commitments, for member countries to commit at least 10% of their GDP, I mean government expenditure, in agriculture. And we can see some of the countries are already doing that. I mean, if you see what is happening in Ethiopia, if you see what's happening in Kenya, This is being done. Well, the case of Somalia, which is the epicenter of this famine, is not so much that African Union has not been proactive because we have a force there. The problem is peace and security. And you know, even the international community was in Somalia. Way back in the early 90s, the international community left Somalia stateless. And now this is really the result of Somalia being without effective administration, Somalia being under siege from rebels and the rest, and the people were not able to concentrate on food production. So this is obviously, as you say, a matter that is of concern and will be raised at the meeting that is going to come in the next few days.
What is your message to people in the Horn of Africa affected by this drought and famine?
Well, first of all, one has to appreciate that this is really a famine unique in this part of the world, a famine that hasn't occurred in the last 60 years. And one would have to appreciate the fact that where governments have implemented resilience measures, we have seen not many people have died. And that is because of the measures that have been put in place. But we need to do more. We need to do more because in the areas which are now drought-prone, we need to implement irrigation schemes. We need to look at the lifestyle of the pastoralists to give them water. We need to improve livestock management so that the environment and all the attendant challenges that bring about this famine can be addressed. And of course, what is important is now to bear in mind that this is a feature that is going to be addressed. And therefore, we need to put concerted efforts to address it once and for all.